Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, the clergy of the Community Catholic Church of Canada gather to worship together, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. And now, let's prepare our hearts for worship and create sacred space to be blessed by God. Good morning, and thank you for joining us on the fifth Sunday after Epiphany, February 10th. Our homilist today is Chancellor Janet Warren. Let us prepare our hearts now for worship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. This is the collect for the fifth Sunday after Epiphany. Merciful Lord, grant to your faithful people pardon and peace, that we may be cleansed from all our sins and serve you with a quiet mind. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, beginning at the first verse. In the year that King Isaiah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him. Each had six wings. With two they covered their faces, and with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." The pivots of the threshold shook at the voices of those who called, and the house filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me! I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. The seraph touched my mouth with it and said, "Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has departed, and your sin is blotted out." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here I am, send me." And he said, "Go and say to this people, keep listening, but do not comprehend. Keep looking, but do not understand. Make the mind of this people dull, and stop their ears, and shut their eyes, so that they may not look with their eyes, and listen with their ears, and comprehend with their minds, and turn and be healed." Then I said, "How long, O Lord?" And he said, "Until cities lie waste without inhabitant, and houses without people, and the land is utterly desolate. Until the Lord sends everyone far away, and vastens the emptiness in the midst of the land. Even if the tenth part remain in it, it will be burned again, like a terebinth or an oak whose stump remains standing when it is felled. The holy seed is its stump. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between elections is Psalm 138. I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I sing your praise. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted your name and your word above everything. On the day I called, you answered me. You increased my strength of soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord, for they have heard the words of your mouth. They shall sing the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. For though the Lord is high, he regards the lowly, but the haughty he perceives from far away. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve me against the wrath of my enemies. You stretch out your hand, and your right hand delivers me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. God of creation and fulfillment, help us to seek and discover your purposes, that we may become willing instruments of your grace, and that all the world may come to love and praise your name. In the kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from First Letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15, beginning with the first verse. Now I would remind you, brothers and sisters, of the good news that I proclaimed to you, which you in turn received, in which you also stand, through which you also are being saved, if you hold firmly to the message that I proclaimed to you, unless you have come to believe in vain. For I have handed on to you as of first importance what I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and he had appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me has not been in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we proclaim, and so you have come to believe. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Once, while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out from them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long but have caught nothing. Yet, if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats, so they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid, for from now on you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Holy Spirit, take my words and speak to each of us according to our need. Amen. Good morning, everyone. Today's gospel is brought to you by Luke, and it's full of emotions. It's one of my favorite passages. I know that I seem to say that about so many passages in the Bible, but it's true. So many remind me of my childhood and that first learning about these fabulous events. This particular telling of this event was very matter-of-fact in the Gospels of Matthew and Mark, and neither mention the miracle of the catching of the many fish that's detailed in Luke's telling of the incident. Matthew and Mark just mentioned about Jesus selecting Simon, Andrew, James, and John to follow him. But I like Luke's details of the event because of the emotions that come out in the telling. This starts out with Jesus feeling a bit overwhelmed by the crowds near the water and going out in a boat to preach to the crowds from there. The crowds stay on the land. After he finishes teaching, he asks Simon to take the boat out further to catch some fish. You can practically see Simon's eyes roll when Simon says they were already out there and had no luck. I mean, Simon and his brother Andrew are fishermen by trade, so shouldn't they know when it's time, the best time to fish? Anyway, Simon essentially says, sure, why not? So it's that, is it because of faith? Or is he trying to show Jesus that he, Simon, was right, that there are no fish to be caught? What do you think? Regardless of the motive, Simon did as Jesus asked, and they witnessed a miracle. So many fish were caught in the nets that they had to call another boat to share the fish, and even then there were so many fish, both boats were nearly sinking. This is when Simon's feeling a little of his unworthiness. So he says, go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. He's feeling pretty bad about the eye-rolling thing, I'm sure, now. Of course, Jesus then turns around and says, do not be afraid, for now you will be catching people. Wow! From fear of unworthiness to a job offer. Like I said, this telling of the events by Luke is a pretty big contrast to that of Matthew and Mark, where they simply describe Jesus finding the brothers Simon and Andrew and the two sons of Zebedee, James and John, and telling them to follow him. Those passages were quite matter-of-fact in telling the event, and really just mention the outcome. The outcome's the same in all three Gospels, of course, but Luke provides more detail, and that helps us to paint the picture of what actually happened and why it was such a surprise to be offered the opportunity to follow Jesus. When you understand the circumstances of that miracle, why they were made to feel unworthy, you understand it better. Those of us who feel the call to follow Jesus, whether it be just a Christian, and I hesitate to say just a Christian, or a Christian who's a member of the clergy, we all often feel unworthy. We know that it isn't the qualified that are called, because He will give us everything we need to fulfill every role we've ever asked to have as a follower, and we will become qualified. So let's look back at what happened in today's gospel again. Simon and Andrew are minding their own business, cleaning the fishing nets after trying to catch some fish, feeling rather disappointed that there wasn't much of a haul from the lake that time. Jesus was being pushed towards the water by the crowds that wanted to hear his teachings, so he asked Simon and Andrew to take him out a little ways in their boat. Jesus finishes up his teachings and asks Simon and Andrew to take the boat out further to catch some fish. This was the eye-rolling part, because they'd already been out there, and they were not successful. The guys were probably feeling a little exasperated. Here's where we have the surprise of catching more fish than the boat can handle. At that point, they're feeling super elated, but at the same time, they're feeling unworthy. Then here comes the kicker. Jesus says, drop everything and follow me, literally. So they, Simon and Andrew, and James and John, who were witness to all of this, now have new jobs. I expect that there might be a little concern about how this was all going to work. They leave behind a hopefully lucrative job as fishermen to work with Jesus. Can you imagine all the questions they must have had in their heads? How will I survive? How much will I get paid? How am I actually going to catch people? Wasn't that just the roller coaster of feelings? In the end, what won out? The feeling of faith. Well, actually, I looked it up on Google. I typed in, is faith a feeling? The first thing that came back was a blog by something called Stan Teresen that says faith is not a feeling, but an active trust based on evidence. So It's feeling related, but different. The bottom line is that after this roller coaster of feelings, disappointment, exasperation, elation, unworthiness, I probably missed a few, there's this thing called faith, this active trust based on the evidence of the fish miracle that made them agree to follow Jesus rather than catching fish, which they knew was a job they knew and understood. They will be catching people, which is a whole new world for them. It's a whole new set of skills to be learned. So, when we are called, can we see past all of those emotions and trust that it's the right thing to do, that we will be given everything we need to accomplish what we've been asked to do? It is a big thing. I'm sure that everyone struggles with it a bit, even the strongest of believers. But faith in itself is very strong and can lead us down some very interesting paths. Now, you've probably noticed I'd like to switch things around a bit and take a look at it from a different side. So here goes. What about the faith that Jesus had in those four men? What about the faith our dear Creator has in us? This is truly the strongest faith of all. As you go through your week, think about faith. In particular, think about your faith, the faith you have in Creator, and the faith that your Creator has in you. Is your faith in him as strong as his faith in you? Shouldn't it be? And let the peace of God rule in our hearts, to which indeed we were called in one body, and be thankful. Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy. For peace from on high and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world and for the welfare of the Holy Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our bishops and for all the clergy and people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the leaders of every nation and for all in authority, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For each and every city and community and for those who live in them in faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For good weather and for abundant harvests for all to share, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who travel by land, water, or air, and for the sick and the suffering, especially Shane, Deb, Jean, Liz, Pat, Doug, Tiffany D, Nancy, George, Mike, and Philip, and for prisoners and captives, and for their safety, health, and salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all afflictions, strife, and need, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those who have died and those who grieve, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Remembering all the saints, we commit ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications to you, and have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together, you will hear their requests. Fulfill now our desires and petitions, as may be best for us, granting us in the world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come eternal life. For you, Father, are good and loving, and we glorify you through our Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, in the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the ever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted, songs of praise are being offered, bread and wine is being blessed to nurture Creator's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God, and we give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and every moment of our day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. Amen.
May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and everyone whom you love this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth in the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God. Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.